African languages have influenced a dialect spoken by some Americans. The New Testament of the Bible has now been translated into that dialect. Consider the story of the Good Samaritan, who happens upon a man who's been robbed and left by the road. Here's how that story sounds in Gullah.
But one stranger will come from Samaria, been a travel along that road. When he get there and he see the man what a robber beat up, he feel too sorry for him. He gone over to the man, he pour medicine, oil, and wine in the cut where the robber done beat him up. Then he put the man upon his own mule, came to a boarding house, and he stayed there with him and nuss him.
What you're hearing is the language of some slaves and their descendants. It's a mixture of English with the African languages the slaves once spoke. It is still spoken in isolated places like the islands along the coast of the Carolinas. And it's being preserved by people who think the dialect tells an important story. Joining us from Hilton Head, South Carolina, is Emory Campbell, who was a member of the translation team. Mr. Campbell, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's good to be here.
I gather that you grew up here in Gullah in your household in South Carolina, right?
Yes, Gullah was my first language, particularly when my grandmother was my first babysitter, so I heard it all the time, and when I went to school, it was my first language.
Your first babysitter, how did she tell you to stay out of trouble, say?
I want to sit down and be quiet.
Well, okay. That's
and
not
huna.
What's that?
The word huna that I just used is the word you. Huna, sit down and be quiet, she would say.
And this was developed by the slaves. Is there a reason why it was developed?
Well, according to the historians, in the summer months, the masters and all of his family would go away into the uplands where it was cooler. And so they were left alone almost entirely during the summer months, between April and October. And it seems that that's when the language got developed.
Now, how did you get involved in a project to take this dialect and translate the Bible into it?
Well, you know, that's a funny story because I denied Gullah for so many years, particularly after I moved away and came back to the islands. I didn't want to admit that I knew or spoke Gullah. These two linguists who came into the area to translate the Bible into Gullah pretty much worked alone for the first year or two before any Gullah speakers would assist them.
Why did you not want to admit that you knew it?
Well, when we spoke Gullah, we were put down. But they convinced me that it was a language and that we should be proud of it. And that's why I joined it. And that's why others joined the team as well.
Is there a line that you would draw between Gullah speech and just bad English, which is what some people will hear when they hear this language?
The pure Gullah language should not be confused with English because it does have its own structure. If you said, I'm going to swade him, well, that's broken English because you didn't say persuade. But if I said, if I have a swade him, that's perfect Gullah.
That second sentence, it's so musical.
Oh, yeah. It has its intonation that is always natural.
We've been speaking to Emory Campbell. He's part of a team that translated the Bible into Gullah. Our reader of the Gullah passage was Vernetta Canteen.
This is the Lord's Prayer. We Father, what they in heaven, let everybody honor your name. We pray that soon you gwine rule over the world. Whatsoever thing you want, let them be so in this world, same like they in heaven. Give we the food what we need this day, yeah, and every day. Forgive we for we sin, cause we da forgive them what do bad to we. Let we don't have hard tests when Satan try we. Keep we from evil. That's the Lord's Prayer in Gullah.
This is NPR News.